Co-op Financial Services, Think 19 in Miami, Florida. It's getting a little muggy out there, John.
It's very sticky today.
But that's why we're inside, Mike.
That's why we're inside with the air conditioning. We are here with John Bassard, fraud specialist.
Yes,
your job must be like semi-exciting. Something different every day.
I like to think it's the coolest job in the world.
There you go, then.
Never a dull moment. It changes. Our agenda is different every single day, so that's part of it. That's what keeps me and my little short attention span.
Indeed,
sated,
sir.
So.
Got the mic going. I had to check the mic. Sorry about that.
No problem.
But yeah, we're still talking here with John. So welcome back, by the way. So what are some of the most recent fraud trends you and the co-op team are keeping an eye on these days?
Is this an hour show or okay?
Let's be really brief. I know this could be an hour.
Yeah, this could be a long, long time. Actually, I think one of the things that we're really focusing on, Mike, is card not present fraud. You know, we know chip is kind of taking tooth.
Yeah, once the MB kicked in, it was
absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a shift to card not present, and then we're always addressing that with rules and collaborating with our clients.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the biggies.
Okay.
There's plenty of other things out there in sort of the non-card space. I would have to say counterfeit checks are actually pretty hot right now.
Really?
I know.
Who's writing checks?
Doesn't that sound like a Depression era 1940s, you know, thing? But honestly, the fraudsters are, it's a mix-up. They're encoding checks with fake credentials and mixing up the account numbers. It's quite interesting.
Wow, so, I had no idea.
Yeah, adds a little spice to the mix.
Wow, everything old is new again.
You know, something, it comes back. It really does. As soon as we forget about it,
yeah,
then it comes back and we have to say, how did we fix that the first time?
It's so, like fashion, you know?
Absolutely.
It all comes back around. Wow, so that's cool. Any one more? You want to name one more?
I would have to say that the challenge of just authentication. We're always working with our clients to make sure that that's a big push.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they really feel that in the marketplace, too.
Mm-hmm.
So many fraud actors are calling in and tunneling through the telephone. And, you know, one of the biggest scams that the Federal Trade Commission has cited is the imposter scam, where people are literally just assuming the identity of government agencies trying to steal your identity. So, like we say, there's never a dull moment there.
Exciting stuff, John.
It is, I think.
So. All right, hey, so fraud liability remains a major pain point of credit unions today. So what advice do you have for those who continue to struggle with the fraudsters out there?
Well, you know, at the credit union level, I would have to say, I mean, if I had to really think about it, one of the biggies is just reevaluating your fraud strategy. You know, every 3 months, take a look at that and see where you are. Also, it sounds trite, but I really mean this when I say, communicate when you start to see the very edges of some fraud take hold.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people wait and they think they can address it on their own.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
Well, I think
edges?
What I'm looking at is, you know, work with your fraud vendor.
Okay.
You know, collaborate with them and say, you know, we think we see something, but we're not really sure what that is.
Okay.
And we address that all the time.
So when in doubt, check it out type of thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's a collaborative environment.
Okay.
And I would expect that that's probably one of the biggest bonuses anybody could do.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
For sure.
So what are your thoughts about cyber insurance? This is something new to me. So is this would this be a valuable addition to a credit union's protection plan?
I think so. I think every credit union out there is probably evaluating cyber insurance today at some point. It is definitely worth looking at. It's a little spendy. It's expensive. But when you look at the numbers from some of the agencies that are tabulating the cost of a data breach, doesn't seem quite so steep a price tag when you need it.
Yeah.
So they provide, you know, full crisis mode intervention and they cover all your expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I think it's worth checking out.
Yeah, no doubt. Is this something that existed like 10 years ago?
No,
15?
Absolutely
no, this
not.
Is a new branch of the insurance
it's
agency.
The Aflac for the cyber world. So
that's
exactly what we're doing with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Times have changed, haven't they?
They have.
Tell us about your fraud buzz webinars. Sounds kind of cool.
So that's probably one of the more fun things that I do.
Yeah.
Get together with about 300 credit unions every month, and we just go at it in a WebEx and talk about fraud. And so I have a really cool panel of presenters. So they come from the West Coast and Middle America and the East Coast, and they all work at credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just let them vent and talk about what they're dealing with. And it's amazing. Sometimes the audience helps us figure out how to fix that.
Really?
Yeah.
So talk about collaboration.
It is. But it's been great. I've been doing it for about 10 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice within the co-op environment. We've been doing it for about 3 years.
How do we sign up for one of these webinars? Or is there like a subscription list or something like that we can
absolutely.
Get onto?
You can visit co-op events and you can find the registration there.
Okay.
It's complimentary. Most people can find me through LinkedIn.
Okay.
And I can provide the link as well.
Oh, check this out. I'd be interested in checking that out as well.
Because I'd love for you to do that.
Obviously, I've spoken to a lot of credit union CEOs and I always, you know, a lot of times I ask them, okay, what keeps you awake at night? And almost 10 out of 10 say cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what keeps me awake at night.
Fraud, cybersecurity is a big one. And I think that with the Fraud Buzz webinars that we're doing, it's open to any credit union. It's not a competitive situation. If you're a credit union and you want to come join us for an hour on the third Thursday of every month, then come on aboard and join us.
Third Thursday every month.
Yeah.
All right.
Kind of easy to remember when you come up with that.
I just remembered it.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So switching gears to the conference here, are there any speakers or anybody that you want to check out here, or any people who have already spoken?
Well, I think a lot of people are really stoked to see Chef Andres tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to be talking about that whole post-hurricane Puerto Rico situation.
Mm-hmm.
His foundation fed a lot of people and saved a lot of lives.
Oh yeah.
And I think it's a beautiful sort of in tandem thing when you think about what credit unions are doing to help members and how we're helping our credit unions. While it's not necessarily life-saving in the same regards, it's really just along the auspices of really doing good work and feeling good about what you're doing. And so we're very excited to see and hear him tomorrow.
All right.
It's
going
to be kind of inspirational.
How about the person from Estonia?
I know, that's interesting.
Created a digital country. So.
Who knew there was even such a thing?
I know. You have to talk to them about what they
Absolutely.
Do about fraud.
Ultimately, yeah. I would love to.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, John? I think, look at that. We went, this has probably been the quickest interview of the day.
Wow, this is supposed, good for you.
And this would have lasted an hour if we really would have
tried
been
to make
deep.
It smooth and easy for you.
Exactly. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Any final words to wrap up? Any fraud advice for us out there? Any tips to take us out?
You know, the key to it is absolutely communication. Stick with it.
Yeah.
Mention it. Bring it up. Talk about it.
Okay.
That's how we control our fraud.
Good to know. You heard it right here. John, thank you so much, my
thank
friend.
You.
All right.
Absolutely.
Check out the Fraud Buzz webinars, third Thursday every month.
Well done. See you there.